Hello.
Saif?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
It's Rosenberg.
I know. I saw your name on my screen.
Yeah, what's happening? You're supposed to be here for the Juan Epstein podcast, remember?
Oh, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night.
Yeah, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Exactly.
Yeah, it didn't work out. I had a little bit of some car troubles.
Yeah, but what about Bevel?
Well, I'm cleanly shaven for the tow truck driver.
Well, did he compliment you on your shave?
He actually did.
What did he say exactly?
He said, how does that rugged face with that coarse, curly hair get so smooth?
And what did you say?
I was like, Bevel.
Did you tell him the website is getbevel.com?
He didn't know what Bevel meant because I just said a one-word answer. And I said, Bevel is a razor, shaver, a beautiful face sculpting kit. Go to getbevel.com.
But you also got to tell him when he goes to getbevel.com, you got to use the code JuanEp to get the great discount and support the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good for you. Thank you, Saif. And thank you to Bevel and getbevel.com. Now, Saif, guess who's sitting in the room with me right now?
Who?
Trine, the true lesbian.
Saif.
Oh, okay.
And the original black.
Black.
Shawnee Culture.
Hey, yo,
oh, did Shawnee Culture tell you I met his brother?
Yes, yeah. His white brother.
Yeah. Look, I am the original black. He is originally half black, is all I'm saying.
And originally half white.
Yes. So, Wagwan, brother.
So, what's good, guys?
How was Shawnee's brother? What was he like?
I would not. He was very light skinned. He didn't seem as militant. Seemed like a nice, clean-cut kid.
Yeah.
He's
a good guy.
He was one of the camera guys for the documentary they're doing on the Comedy Cellar.
Oh, the doc on the Comedy Cellar, Mage. Yeah. And you're in it, Saif?
Huh?
Are you in the documentary?
I don't think so.
But you were there.
I was being pushed away from the cameras.
And you think that's an indication they don't want you in it, you're saying?
Yeah. But he goes, yo, I know someone you know. And I didn't know who he was going to say. He's like, you know my brother. So I'm trying to think of some light-skinned black guys that I know. Shawnee Culture.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
And you know, he has a very black name, too. His name is Malcolm, named after Malcolm X.
Yep.
His middle name is...
Does Shawnee think I can hear him?
Oh,
you can't hear Shawnee at all, can you? Hold on. I'll make it better. Hold
utilities,
on.
Utilities, I think. No?
No, it's like this.
Oh. Yo, Saif.
I said
he's got a very black name. Malcolm what after Malcolm name? X and Mandela after Nelson Mandela. Just saying.
What's his name?
Malcolm Mandela.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
That is the blackest name on earth.
Black.
Well, Shawnee, I don't want to keep you here. I know you wanted to go home. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm very hungry. But Saif, great hearing from you again.
Yeah, I'm alive, guys.
Nice.
All right. Bye, Shawnee.
Peace.
I can just tell he wants to leave. I don't want to keep him here. Now, Trine came here. She was excited to hang out during Juan Epstein and see you, Saif, but you're not here.
I heard Trine's not building anymore.
She's not in the building anymore. No, she's much like you, exiled.
What a shame.
Now, Saif, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't start off Juan Epstein by talking about the late, great Big Cap.
Oh, God.
You are rarely emotional about... You know, you separate your feelings well and you separate the industry well from personal feelings, but I could tell you were personally affected by the passing of Big Cap.
Yeah. You know, like I'm a very loyal person and I always try to pay my respect to the people that put me in the game, whether a big move or a small move. very respectable person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Cap was one of the main reasons, good and bad, why I got in the game. You know, obviously I met DJ Riz. He introduced me to the Flip Squad, all the DJs. Cap was one of the DJs in the Tunnel nightclub when Riz used to open up for Flex. And then eventually Riz wanted to stop doing the Tunnel. So they just had Big Cap open up and then straight to Flex. And the Tunnel used to open up real early, like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Like always, like a lot of like first 500 girls free or whatever. So the line would be down the block at 8:30. And Cap was always late. So basically my job, the first gig I ever really got, I got hired for, was to DJ from 9:30 to 10:15 when Cap showed up.
So because Cap was regularly late, you got the first real chance
to... Like notoriously late. Notorious. I mean, rightfully so. Who wants to DJ for like 2 hours for like a bunch of girls that just got in for free that are just waiting around, you know? Waiting for some dick to come in, you know?
Well, okay, that's one way of putting it, for sure.
Talk about his life.
So then when they hired me to just, you know, play some, make sure music was on when they opened the doors, and since he knew I was there, he started coming a little later every week, 10:30, 10:45, 11.
Now, what was he like with you when he got there? Like, what was your guys' relationship like?
Oh, Cap, everybody will tell you, Cap was like the friendliest dude, like, just mad cool. I mean, you know, always a blunt in his hand, a drink, like, mad cool.
I, you know, of course, only gotten to know him over the last half a decade or so, and I that was my experience. I didn't know, like, he was one of the nicest guys from the generation before me that I've ever met. Like, never treated me like some new jack punk, was always just so cool and sincere seeming, like not small talk, like always like, yo, what's good, like was so cool.
Yeah, he was just a happy-go-lucky guy, you know, from what I knew. Like Cap, like when I first got on the radio, it was a show called the Big Dog Pitbull Hour.
Very popular. Hugely popular.
Yeah, very popular show. Me, Cap, Jay Grand was there helping us with exclusives. Jay Grand was like big on the internet. You know Jay Grand? Like he does a lot. He's worked with Kay Slay and used to work in record company.
You're not talking to me. You're talking to the audience, not me, right?
The audience, yeah. Jay Grand is a guy who works at a record company. He owned, I think I think Kid Ink is signed to Jay Grand.
He is, but also, well, he's at RCA, but he owned his own label, Making Records, and then he did promo franchise. He did franchise with Flex.
Right. Yeah, he always was around Flex doing promo. Great guy. So, you know, 1 week I would DJ, 1 week Cap would DJ, blah, blah, blah. We go back and forth. And Flex was like, don't worry, this is going to be your show soon. By yourself, Cap's not going to show up. And lo and behold, after a couple months, Cap didn't show up. Because Cap wasn't really a radio guy. You know, he was down with... Sorry.
No, keep going, Sy.
Keep going.
Yeah, Cap was down with Flex, but he didn't love radio like that. Cap was more like on the road type of guy. And anytime he spoke to Cap, he just came back to some gig or was going to some gig, like everywhere, just Buffalo,
mm-hmm.
Kentucky, Miami, LA, like he just always had gigs, so it was just that guy that everyone knew, everyone was cool with, every promoter would call him personally, you know, he would just get these gigs.
And how was he as a DJ?
His DJ skills were you know, I learned from DJ Riz, who's basically like a fucking robot.
Yeah, he's a savant.
His skills weren't super like DJ battle technical, but yo, he knew how to pick the records, yo. He could read the room, and he knew how to play all the right records, yo. He had a zone. You couldn't stump Cap. You could play every hit record before he got on. He wouldn't even flinch, yo. He'll just start playing some old reggae or some 80s dance classic. Like, it didn't even faze him, yo.
And what about the voice? Cap had a very interesting voice. We always, over the years, we've always done an impression.
Yeah, Cap's voice just used to... This was before Flex would talk. Flex didn't really talk in the club. So Cap was like the mic man. And I just remember this Sundays in the Tunnel. Like, when Memph Bleek... what was that big Memph Bleek record?
Dumai.
No, not Dumai.
Is that your chick?
My Mind Right? Is it My Mind Right?
My Mind Right, yes.
My Mind Right. That was a Tunnel banger. And that intro, Flex used to just cut it up. And, you know, Cap at the time lived in Brooklyn. And Tunnel, you know, Brooklyn ran the Tunnel. And it was just, he would shout like every box. Not just shout out East New York, Brownsville, Crown Heights, Bed-Stuy, you know, like the neighborhood. He would shout out every block. Shout out Remsen and Franklin Ave, Notion Ave, Flatbush Ave, like go through a fucking list of Brooklyn streets and people would be going nuts. This would be like, no joke, 20 minutes over the intro of Memph Bleek.
Now,
intro.
I have two questions for you. One, do you have unlimited data?
Yeah.
Can I call you on FaceTime audio because I believe it'll sound so much better?
Sure.
All right. Goodbye. And then we have to get to the Little John stuff.
All right.
Bye. Now, what I can't tell you guys is that I already tried calling him on FaceTime audio, Trene, and he didn't answer. Let me hear. Does your mic sound okay?
Hey.
They redid all the mics in here and everything sounds
weird.
Just like odd in some way. I can't really explain. I can't really explain how. Now, in a little bit, okay, we'll save that. Trene the Truth. No, that's not the Little John record. We'll get to that too. That's why I wanted to plug this in though, because I have at least some of the songs on here. So let me get to FaceTime audio. Here's the thing, I want to do FaceTime audio. You understand what I'm saying?
I got you.
Not video. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Audio.
No, not video. Exactly. Audio. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, now. I got you.
So I'm going to try to set this up. And then Trene, the True Gay, is in the house. No question about it. I don't know why she wanted to show up today, but she did. She's here. Shout out to Billy Jr. I'm sure he's listening. I'm sure.
Billy June
in the house.
My guy.
Probably thinking, why am I not there? This is disgusting. But yeah. Syph was supposed to be here today, but then it didn't work out.
Hello? There we go.
Oh, my God. You hear that?
It does sound better.
Syph, yeah. You sound crispy.
It sounds better?
Oh, my God. You sound fantastic. It's like you're here now.
Why does FaceTime sound better?
Because it goes over the internet, and for some reason it sounds more crisp. So, real quick, how does the do you remember the Big Cap Lil Jon situation? Because that was sort of the biggest moment. Well, that we got to talk about that and the Tunnel album. But let's talk more interesting, I think, is the Lil Jon thing. How'd that happen?
Before that, can I say before that?
Please.
Before that, I'm going to tell you right now. I always tell you stories of how Flex stole records from me, right? Like, not stole, you know, when I opened up, I played certain joints, then Flex would hear it, and next week he would tell you, don't play that, because he wants to play it, because it started to bubble.
Right, of course.
So Cap had a lot of those records, too. The biggest ones I remember, Jay-Z Ain't No Nigger.
I think you just said that with the R on it, and it sounded weird. Didn't it sound like you said... Okay, and so, right. So Cap started that record?
Everybody was, you know, that wasn't the record they were pushing. It was the B-side of...
Dead Presidents.
Dead Prez, and that was like, you know, the joint Flex was playing on the radio. Matter of fact, now that I think about it, there was no clean version of that record on the single of Ain't No.
Yep. No, it was the dirty and the instrumental.
Yeah, so Flex, I guess, I don't know if Flex didn't like it. He wasn't even thinking about playing that on the radio. He was playing Dead Prez. But Cap used to play Ain't No. And again, Brooklyn, Foxy Brown, Jay-Z, you know, that he's the one that made that record rip in the tunnel.
Wow.
And I was talking to Shaka yesterday from Rock. Rock Nation since the beginning.
Wait, you broke up. Shaka's from Rock Nation and has been down from day one.
Been down with Jay-Z day one.
Okay.
I was talking to her yesterday, and she was talking about she was going to Cap's funeral today. Yeah. And asked me if I was going. I said no, because I don't like going to funerals. But I said, what did Jay say? And she said that Jay wrote her a long email explaining how he broke that record, which basically propelled Jay's career from being like, you know, just this drug dealer street rapper, which now had like club party bangers. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Ain't No is the it. That is no question. Yeah. If you look at what is the moment that propelled Jay-Z, it's Ain't No. So to know that it was Big, yeah. So Big Cap, you can basically for sure credit with setting that off in the tunnel first.
Yes. And which, you know, which when you set something off in the tunnel, it leads to Flex. It leads to Flex playing it on the radio. And then so on, it goes nationwide. You know what I'm saying? So if you can pinpoint the beginning moments, that's one of the main ones.
Wow, it's awesome when you can actually take one of those moments and really pinpoint it, because a lot of people end up unsung because people forget and aren't able to do that. So, all right, so real quick here, I'm gonna play a snip of it. This moment right here is probably the moment that most people would know Big Cap's voice would be from this right here. So what is the story with the B.I.B.I. remix?
Cap would always get, like I was telling you, always get these gigs. And Cap was one of the original, like everyone loved him. So he would go down south a lot before going down south was like, you know, like a popular thing like it is now. And I don't know exactly how he hooked up with Lil Jon, but Lil Jon was in the tunnel when he, you know, Lil Jon did that. Remember the Capleton tour record?
Of course, Lil Jon did he produced the Capleton tour. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was Jon and someone else. I don't remember who the other guy was. That other guy's a fucking piece of shit fuckface.
That's not nice. That doesn't sound like a necessary.
No, I don't know. I don't know who it was. I don't know. He was probably a nice guy. But So Cap just hooked up with everybody, and then Lil Jon, you know, Lil Jon was all about the crack through them records.
Huh? I'm with you. I'm sorry. I thought you were breaking up again. I thought you were breaking up again, but you're still there.
So I guess he just put him on because his voice used to just reign supreme in the club, and he put him on there, and he went on tour with him and everything. That's why he stopped showing up to the radio show, because he was on tour with Lil Jon.
Ah, so he started going on the road and DJing with Lil Jon.
I don't even think he was DJing. I think he was
grabbing the mic,
just doing the yeah.
Wow. Do you remember anything about his deal with Tommy Boy and like how he had that single, which I was going to play in a minute, the like Ladies in the House?
I think it was just a single that Jessica helped him get.
Jessica Rosenblum.
Yeah.
And what about the? Did he make any money? Did he have any good like success because of this the Tunnel album, the Funk Flex and Big Cap album?
I mean, you know, I don't think you know. Yeah, he got a good check from it, but it's really you know those albums were like promotional tools
for both of them.
Get you more nationwide exposure.
Of course, most famously, it probably has the you know the Biggie and Tupac freestyle. It also has Ill Bomb.
Yep,
which is awesome.
Yeah, Cap was like he wasn't every day involved with making the albums. You know, like in the studio every day, he just had like ideas and he would tell Flex, and it was a way for Flex to be on Def Jam without leaving Loud Records. You know.
Ah, because it was a different thing. It was Funkmaster Flex and Big Cat.
Right, it was like a group. Also, I was trying to find, there's a Lugs commercial.
Okay.
That Flex used to be down with Lugs, remember?
Of course.
The shoe company Lugs.
Yeah.
And there's a commercial. I was looking for, I found a picture, but it was horrible. That's why I didn't put it on Instagram. But I put up a bunch of pictures of Big Cat on my Instagram if you want to check it out, at Cypher Sounds. And, we were on this rooftop, three different rooftops, and Flex was DJing on one roof, Cap was DJing on another, and I was on the other one. And Flex gave me, or from Lugs, gave me $5,000, and he gave Cap $10,000. And I remember being fucking pissed off, like, what the fuck, yo?
What year was it?
The exact same thing.
What year was it?
It had to be like... I don't know, 96, 98, something like that.
Let's see. There are a bunch of commercials up here, actually.
No.
But you couldn't find it?
I had to be like, yeah, like 98 probably. I was looking, I couldn't find it.
Here's one from 99. Let's hear what this one is.
Maybe 99, yeah.
It's in the club. Someone's looking at a man's penis. Someone's looking at a man's penis, and he says, thank you. And then it shows his boots on the bathroom floor. That's not it.
That's not it.
But that's
on a rooftop.
A rooftop. Hold on.
It might not have been a... It might not... I don't know. Might have just been magazine ads. Maybe it wasn't video. But yeah, so anyway, that's, you know, fucking Flex. Like that, you know, I couldn't be mad. That was... When Flex did the shout out to the Big Dog Pitbulls, it was always... Big Cap Cypher Sound, like Big Cap's name was always first.
Always. But listen, there are other people who got it worse than you did if you look at the grand history.
I'm not saying I got it bad.
I mean, listen, Big Dennis and Mr. Excitement, what about their shout outs? Always came last.
Yeah, their shout outs are low.
What's Mr. Excitement up to these days?
I think he runs Franchise Record Pool.
No way. Do you think I've met Mr. Excitement and didn't know it was him?
Yeah.
Really? He's just like some dude like who works in the business now?
He runs when Franchise Flux started that record pool. He runs it.
Can you by the way, when you really isolate it, how ridiculous a name is that?
Mr. Excitement?
Like if you're like, what do people call you? I'm Mr. Excitement. I'm pretty damn exciting if I do say so myself. Anyways, we'll talk about him more as time goes on. What a bummer. You and I definitely mentioned having him on before. And
yeah,
of course, you know, these days we can't even guess who's going to be gone before we get the opportunity to have him on one app.
And then like, I don't know, Flex and Cap, you know, they had their differences. I don't know how much they were talking recently, like before I left the station, but I started seeing him a lot more. And when we did the Tunnel reunion party,
yes,
you know, I called Flex and I was like, Flex, you know, Cap gotta be there. He's like, I don't know, Cap's not really. I said, that's, you know, I'm gonna let you sit on it for a day or two because you're talking crazy. And of course, Cap was there, you know, then he got Cap on.
Oh, so you guys did that Tunnel reunion party together?
Yeah, I mean, it was, yeah, Flex's part.
But you were on the set also. You and Cap were both on the set. Yeah, no, no. That's mandatory.
Riz, me, Cap, Flex, and I've been seeing him a lot recently, and he was asking me about doing my improv show and how things were going, and we should get together and have like a because the thing is, after the tunnel, Cap used to do the Palladium on Friday nights, and he let me open for him there. He used to pay me $35.
Yo. Look at that, good money. That's perfectly good money in those days.
Hold on, I didn't finish. $35 if he didn't spend it at the bar before the night was up. Because there'd be many a Fridays where he'd be like, yo, I'm going to give you your money on Sunday at the tunnel. And then Sunday at the tunnel, I'm like, yo, Cap, you got that money? He's like, damn, you always bothering me for some little $35.
You couldn't win. You couldn't win.
Yo, oh, you know another, his voice is on, you know, the Nas record. It's not on an album. Salam produced it. I think it's like, are y'all ready for Nas? Are y'all ready for
Oh. Nas? Yeah. You mean The Don.
The Don, yeah, that's Cap's.
Hold on. Here we go. Here we go. This one, right?
Yeah.
Where is it, though? Is it on the chorus?
No, it's only in the beginning. It's only in the intro.
Did I miss it?
It's the very first thing. Maybe it's not on that version you have.
Nah, it's not on the video version.
Nah, I doubt it would be. But that's Salam, because Salam used to be in the tunnel, so he knows, like.
Was it the Don? Am I confusing the record, or it's definitely that one?
I think so, the Don, or. Now I don't remember. It's one of them records. Some of these people do not even have TV. Nasty Nas. I think it's the Don, yeah. That's the Don.
Hold on, let's hear this one. You know what it is to sing about suffering and reality. Hold on. Are y'all ready for Nas? That's right. I forgot about that. Good memory. Well, what a bummer.
Oh, yo, real quick, Get At Me Dog is another record that he broke.
Really?
There'd be no DMX in the tunnel if it wasn't for Cap.
Oh, Sife, here we go. And by the way, we send our love out to DMX too, who's not doing great.
Y'all ready for Nas? I heard.
Here
yeah.
we go.
Queensbridge, y'all ready to see Nasty Nas? You ready?
Yeah. That one right there. It was actually...
I mean, I don't hear anything.
Okay, good.
But if you say that's it, then...
It's Nasty by Nas.
Nasty, that's it.
Yeah, from Life is Good. So anyway, wow, so Get At Me Dog. Those are two of the biggest ones ever. I mean, Get At Me Dog and Ain't No are two of the biggest tunnel bangers of all time.
Yeah, I mean, there's other ones too, but those are like the two that stick out the most to me.
Wow. All right, well, rest in peace, Big Cap. I'm gonna play his record right now. Cypher, are you back next week?
No, I'm gone until next Friday. I'm in Hawaii, baby.
Do you think we could get you on like a good internet line while you're gone?
I mean, I could try.
Why not? Why wouldn't you try?
Yeah, shout out to Monster Energy Drink. We're gonna be at that Powwow Festival in Honolulu.
Are you looking forward to this?
Excuse me?
Are you looking forward to this?
Oh, very much.
Are you thinking about putting your dick in something? Getting your dick wet?
No, Sipe, you're not.
You know, I can't get into that.
Oh, come on. But you're in Hawaii. It's almost a different country.
It's not international.
Ah, it's a shame. That's a shame.
I only wet the willy in different international places.
That makes sense.
Hawaii's still the United States.
Now, how do you like this, Sife? I heard from a listener of ours.
Okay.
Who works at Taco Bell.
I saw that.
And they want us to come do a taste test at the Taco Bell headquarters. Can you believe it?
When I almost had Cadillac arrest when I saw that. When I saw that message. And I would like to fully accept that offer and invitation. I just don't know when I'm going to be out there.
I know. Well, my sister-in-law is talking to him because I'm going to try to go do it. I'm going to try to go do it when I get out there. I don't know if I'm going to have time this trip.
Yeah.
But I really want to taste some different Taco Bell.
They could give me a regular soft taco supreme.
And you'd still be happy.
It doesn't have to be any fancy shit.
I know.
Yeah. They can charge me double.
You'd still be excited.
Still gonna eat it.
All right, buddy. Safe travels, and I'll talk to you next week. I'll hit you up on the internets.
All right, yo, shout out all the Juan Epstein fans, man. Fucking love you guys.
All right, later, Sife. There he is. Sorry about that. The one and only Sife Sounds, and from one big guest to another, my brother's.
What happened?
My brother's now on the phone. Hey, Nick, I'm doing Juan Epstein. How are you?
What are you doing?
Juan Epstein. Off to a good start.
Juan?
A good phoner.
Did you talk to Daryl?
Yes. This isn't good Juan Epstein material, though.
Well, but he's a listener. He's one listener.
He is a listener, but the information to find out that our good friend, who we were excited to hang out with, purchased the wrong ticket for going to L.A. and is not going, it's repug.
I know. It's like, I can't even believe it.
And it's a big, I got to tell you, he's one of the rare people that, like, him not coming is a big downer. It's an actual real negative for the trip.
Oh, I totally agree. But do you remember the story that I told you about the Illmatic show at the Kennedy Center?
Yeah, I remember you went to the show with Daryl. Sounds like
Shoemaker. Yeah, and he got tickets for the wrong day. He told me we showed up on Saturday, but the tickets were for Friday.
Yeah, so this is a theme. This is a theme for Daryl.
Yeah. It's pretty remarkable.
Anyways, I'll call you after Juan Epp. Sife just did a nice retrospective on the late great DJ Big Cap, about a half hour talking about Big Cap.
Oh, RIP Big Cap. Is there any other guests better than me?
Trine is here also.
Hi, Nick.
Well, I thought you were going to say Trick Daddy. Not that I wasn't excited about Trine. Hey, Trine.
Trick Daddy also. All right, Nick, I'll call you in a little bit.
Later, bye.
All right, so let's take a break real quick and play Big Cap for the ladies, and then when we come back, I'll fill you guys in on what's been going on in my world, and we'll play some J Dilla and Big Pun rarities, because this week was the anniversary, the 10-year anniversary of the passing of J Dilla, which is insane. I can't believe it's been that long. And get ready for this, 16 years since the passing of Big Pun. It's Juan Epstein, Sife Sounds is a dick. We'll be right back. Rest in peace, Big Cap.
Word up, word up, word up, word up. You know the flavor. It's the supreme bigger nigga, Big Cap. Once again, doing my thing. Flipping the script with the ladies. We about to set it off something like this.
Chicks can't mess around, I'm down course. They flow got flaws in mind for cerebral function. Flex no block lines or no checks. Road connects, blasting out your brain with mind gun. Tongue, cock back, trigger to intellect. React abstract, sweeter than lactose. Brag and boast, old school time. Real rhyme, parallel to none. Look inside of self for God, praise the sun. 21 techniques, freak, composition. Blur the third eye. Listen, your other rappers know my forte, and that my mind spray soothes the physical like Alice.
Collision. just like such, cause I'm never too much, never too much. Touch the tone of the one that's known to enlarge. This precise got flow like Tupac got charges.
This precise verse is a repug or a unique. Oh, it's unique. Sorry. Biggie's in the video, by the way. No disrespect, unique, but that verse was repug.
Tears in my eyes burn.
While
Wait. This is the highlight in case you didn't know.
So I could bring it to you straight like this. Well, hey, star, I'm once, twice, maybe three times your lady. I do a hustle plus have time to make your babies niggas be like on some shit where they don't respect their life. My style is nice. I feed the lion that God should tripe. So Obadiah, I am Malachi, Zachariah. Al is known for setting many microphones on fire. And ooh, baby, we can't get much higher. Oh, my pledge, Jezebel, be your earth, wind, and fire.
What you just experienced is called flavor. Flavor in your ear for the 9-5, kicking it live. I'm the supreme, big a nigga, big cat. Big up to Bahamadia. Precise, trip, unique, and the lady they call L. Once again, the ladies in full effect.
Just here to let you know who's like running the place. There you go. Ladies in the house, Big Cap. Trine is showing me some random video. What are you showing me?
This is dive.
To catch the flowers? No, that's not real.
Look at her.
That's not real. Get the fuck out of here. That's got to be an ad. Anyways, so I told you I would play you some Dilla and Pun to commemorate the anniversary of their passing. And you know, I wanted to do this with Syfe here because... you know, Syfe doesn't have a full appreciation as he should.
I mean, I'm here and I don't.
You don't know either.
Yeah. You know.
So I'm going to play you Crushin' by J Dilla. This song right here. This song is so good. And I don't know what people expect from JD because I know like some of you, you know, have know a lot. Some of you know a little. Some of you know only one certain sound. But this is on the Rough Draft EP. And I just fucking love this record.
About to get nasty in this mouth. Where my freaks at?
Get live. Trine, I know you appreciate where the freaks at, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, come on, it's OG gay name.
The OG gay name.
Say, I wanna go all night right now. I wanna go all night, yeah. I wanna go all night, let's do it. I wanna go all night. Clean it up. I wanna crush all night right now. I wanna crush all night. I keep crushing. This is for my night and my nymphos. Non-stop banging like a Dilla instrumental.
Woo, here we go.
Yeah, turn it up in the whip, boy. Catch a glimpse of the fifth, turning up in the strip joints. Cause if you know what I know, my drinks stay half baked. So you know what I want.
I want you to tweet me right now at Rosenberg Radio. Samson, if you don't know this record and you're like, oh shit.
My mama. Fat booty working it out. You working it. Damn, you pulling up my shirt with it.
Wow, ooh.
You hurting them, girl. You
doing your thug thizzle.
I'm feeling the Monica right in the middle. You got a ticket or something?
Girl, you something ridiculous. Can a brother stick it or something?
Call a small talk. You got some friends we can all walk. Dilla dog a party with all y'all.
fixin' to get live. Bounce, hit the horn, then nitty kick inside. And then we off like that, doing 85. Why she hit me off like that, yeah. We gon' fuck all night. If they wanna fuck all night long, let me hear you say, I wanna fuck all night right now.
I wanna fuck all night.
Yeah, I wanna fuck all night. Let's do it.
I wanna fuck
clean
all
it up.
Night.
I wanna crush all night. Let's go.
I wanna crush all night.
I keep crushing.
I wanna crush all night.
Crushing. Yeah.
I wanna crush all night.
This is for the biddies to spot it, body, whether going to college or the city.
All right, so that's crushing right there. You got to get that Rough Draft EP. And then sticking with the Chicks theme, my other favorite Dilla Chicks record. Yeah, I don't know if it's in there. There's a couple more.
For me, no. Yeah, one won't do it, two is not enough for me, no.
Might wanna sit down,
one
shorty.
One won't do, two is not enough for me,
show
no.
You how it's done.
One won't do it, two is not enough for me, no.
Now let's take it from Tiffany. How this thing went from Jacob to Tiffany. Could've kept it real with this real nigga. Or kept your mouth closed, maybe we could deal with ya. See, it's two freaks, the
wife and the boss.
Had all three of them liking it raw.
Woo!
Put on weight from fighting them all. In the mall, you see it and
like it, it's yours.
That's a nice fit, you ain't gotta price shit. I pays for it
like the mics and the source. You hear that, source? Damn, Dilla diss you.
Mr. Put him in the back with a fifth back. I need space for all of my.
How bad would you feel if Dilla dissed you? That's the worst. That's like how Biggie dissed Escape.
It's the game and all in the pimping. You got one, that's cool. Nowadays, everybody got two. That'll do, but.
Oh, okay, I lied. One more chick joint. Hold another chick joint. Those drums are so hard.
One, two.
That last one was called Won't Do. This is Slum Village Fall in Love, but you should know that.
Things you do, don't sell yourself to fall in love. Things you do.
I like this.
You like this one already?
I like this.
Ladies loving my music,
it's like some sex shit.
Niggas trying to grip up my mic like it's a dick.
Run around the corner to pick up the new shit.
I says in the deck so niggas could catch rat.
I'm the motherfucker grip up the mic like it's a joke. Niggas fall in love with the music
like it's a hoe.
Put down your mic, you lost your whole world. You take it too seriously like it's a gamble.
Fuck this rap shit, I listen to classical. In the studio, loop as usual. Love it, love my lyrical. For bitches that you would know, I'm out of this. Cause you wanna be below John Nickerson, love the S.
I personally hope there's some people listening right now who have never heard these. And if you have heard these, you're happy, obviously, as well. Because, like, there's a certain breed of hip-hop fan, which I always find so interesting, because Sife's not in that category, he's not a Dilla guy, where all of these songs are just, like, a part of life. But there are some people who weren't really Dilla people, and now they kind of have to pretend to, like, celebrate Dilla because it's the thing to do, but really it wasn't necessarily a part of your life. Now, this is off the J-Lib album. So this is Dilla rapping, not producing. Madlib produced it. But this is the official.
Yeah. Tell me something good, baby. Cause I soul's got something good for you. I wanna bring to you.
Yeah.
My nigga. Jay Dilla. One of the most left, y'all.
Okay.
Pat-a-tay. I'ma sign your video to running down. And pass it to my man.
Holla. Get it, popping off from the bottles to the collars. Clap hands, nigga. Get live with it, party with your mans, nigga.
Mad Lib.
It's the official.
Whoops. Hands in the air, let me see the wrist glow.
Turn me up another notch
in your system.
You say you want the hot shit, then listen.
Mad Lib and JDZ.
Doing it
like we doing it for TV. Oh!
And you don't wanna change the dial.
World premiere, niggas rearrange your styles.
Should've never been allowed in the game. All y'all fake gangsters out. We shut it down like the enemy.
Now you have to know this one. You have to know this one too. That's the official. If you don't have the J-Lib album, fix your life. you need the J-Lib album in your life. And then this is the first, I'll play you the first two songs I ever fell in love. The first one that all the people I knew, this is all my people at WMUC in College Park, all the college DJs, the first Dilla-related song that we ever fell in love with, being aware it was truly Dilla, JD. Like, granted, we knew JD was a producer, he did Far Side, he did Busta, but where it was like a thing, the first one was this.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why the fuck I'm fucking with you. I don't know why the fuck I'm fucking with you. See, I don't know why the fuck I'm fucking with you. See, I don't know why the fuck I'm fucking with you. You could ask my man T.
Three.
I ain't the to be. Play like them niggas that used to play for money and no time back then.
Don't get
with me. And best believe that you won't
do it.
I'm influenced to like,
well, you know.
And then I pick up the phone. Shit.
I don't.
She wants my cash flow, says my loot as usual. By 10 says it's him
too.
To all my ladies in the place, I mean your whole crew was like,
yeah,
you know the Ash is my crew. We bro,
you know,
we got a whole flock of niggas.
These two songs are both on Slum Village's Fantastic Volume 2. So the other side, there were three songs on this little EP single thing, and this is the other one we fell in love with that we really were, was this right here.
Just like Jake the Snake.
Just like Jake the Snake.
We don't participate, but if you do, then I'ma see you
at your wait. Don't let the drama fluctuate.
I don't wanna.
I gotta.
We could say. Now what we got if we let you do that? We probably.
Hey, Greg, grab that mic.
Talking this and that.
Yo.
Are you a big JD guy? J Dilla guy?
Nah, not really.
Don't know him.
I'm not gonna say I know him. Is this for Wanna?
Yeah, this is actually the weird hybrid crossover Juan Epstein to Chief Heat. This is kind of legendary, like when TV shows would have the weird crossover.
Very special episode.
Very special episode. So this is vintage. This is vintage Slum Village.
Okay, I know Slum Village. Right?
Well, this is JD. This is like vintage Dilla production.
You all up in my face over some whole shit. Just come out. You wanna be with my clique? You must know, really.
How wild I get.
When I walk in the place saying,
yes, yes.
There's some people who really wanna see the ass.
Personally, I could give a fuck less. Fuck your lady. She's a groupie hoe. Opening her coochie hoe. Fuck that hoe. Yo, that's really aggressive though, honestly.
What did she do to him exactly?
I know. Why so aggressive?
You. Yo. You wanna be some and can't play this game. You sound the same man you claim to be something you ain't, it won't be without SP. Y'all need to be smacked open-handedly by these.
And I'll say also, this record right here, this Wuha remix was a big early JD record that made a lot of people really take note. This one right here. The JD Bounce Mix.
When I step up in the place, say yo, I step correct. Got you all in check. I got that eight notch that make you break your neck. Got you all in check. And you know we come through to wreck the discotheque. Got you all in check. Throw your hands up in the air, don't ever disrespect. Got you all in check. Busta Rhymes up in the place, the true indeed. Yes, I can't reckon that's word on my seed.
I'm guaranteed to give
you what you need.
Now this one, a later appreciated Dilla beat that he did for Q-Tip, of course, on an album that a lot of people didn't love, the Q-Tip album, at the time considered a disappointment. When you go back in history and appreciate and take a moment for the beats, this right here. Again, the drums turn out. You hear the drums? You hear it, right? Hold on. He also, of course, responsible for this.
Is this the J Dilla appreciation episode?
Well, yeah, it's this week was 10 years, the 10-year anniversary.
Today is
of
10 years, right?
10 years today since his passing, February 10th. And his birthday was 3 days ago. Today, it's actually 10 years since his passing. So Syfe isn't a big Dilla guy. So I thought I'd take a moment and wrap up. We just spent, like, Syfe was on the phone for a half hour talking about Big Cap, who passed away last week. And then I figured I'd play a few JD records. Now, David Shoemaker and Stat Guy Greg, who just walked in, were about to start our Cheap Heat podcast. So for the first time ever, David Shoemaker, my other podcast partner, it's like my mistress meeting my wife.
Wait, which one am I?
You're the mistress. Syfe,
I came second, yeah.
Well, Syfe came second. Syfe and I are sick of each other. You and I are still we're still in love. Are you what's your relationship musically with Jay Dilla? Anything?
I've listened to him some. My biggest memory of him is that he was the first dude that died. I mean, maybe even like the music industry, who like I didn't know who he was
until he died.
Yeah, like 06 was still a time where, like, I mean, the internet was not new, but that was like, it was like the early days of like the hipster internet sort of, you know, where like you could actually write a 3,000 word piece about a guy that most people hadn't heard of and make some noise with it, you know? And people were really, really shook up by it. And I remember being affected, deeply affected by other people's reaction. And I went back and checked them out.
Right, and then thinking, who? See, I'm really glad that you pointed that out, because these days no one likes to acknowledge that there was a time when they really didn't know who he was. But the fact of the matter is, as a person who lived through it as a DJ, like an active college DJ nerd, we were his audience. We knew that it was only a really limited audience who appreciated him when he was alive. So when he died, I was very excited about the appreciation he got, but I can also always tell when I meet someone who was an original fan from all the way when he first started putting out records in the mid-90s. Now, I'll play you, we'll end it like this, because we got to start Cheap Heat, which is, since you guys are listening right now, I recommend you go listen to our, if you want to, actually, and I'll tell you what, we actually get a lot of people who listen to our wrestling podcast, Cheap Heat, and say, I don't even like wrestling anymore, and I listen to Cheap Heat. Now, I think those people are insane.
My brother says it, so it must be true if my family's...
Well, or your brother's insane, like I said.
Yeah.
So that's also
both,
possible.
Or both.
So look up Cheap Heat on iTunes, subscribe to that, and we'll end with Syfe's favorite Dilla record, because though he doesn't have many... this is one he truly, truly appreciates. It's hard not to. It's one of his best pieces of work. But anyways, shout out to GetBevel.com. Go check out Cheap Heat. Check out my wife's podcast, That's What She Said. And me and Syfe will do a more full episode next week, though he'll be in Hawaii on the internet. We'll still make it happen. Rest in peace, Jay Dilla.
Oh, the stakes is high?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know this was Jay Dilla, did you?
I did not.
Kill yourself. Hey, and also rest in peace, Big Pun. I know I said I'd get to some. I did not. But you can find my Big Pun mix online. And we'll close out like this. Later, guys. Hey, so long. Good night.
Focal point bringing damage to your borough. Be some brothers from the east with the beats that be thorough. Got the solar gravitation, so I'm bound to pull it. I gets down like brothers are found, ducking from bullets. Gun control means using both hands in my land. Yeah. Where it's all about the cautious living. Migrating to a higher form of consequence. Compliments. I'm struggling, that shouldn't be notable. Man, every word I say should be a hip hop quotable.
I'm sick of bitches shaking asses. I'm sick of talking about blood. Sick of Versace glasses. Sick of slang. Sick of half ass award shows. Sick of name brand clothes. Sick of R&B bitches over bullshit tracks. Cocaine and crack, which brings sickness to black. Sick of swole head rappers with they sickening raps. Claps and gaps, making a whole sick world collapse. The facts are getting sicker, even sicker perhaps. I'll stick a push to make a bundle to escape the semantics.
Man, life can get all up in your ass, baby. You better work it out. Now let me tell you what it's all about. A skin not considered equal. A meteor has more right than my people who be wasting time screaming who they've hated. That's why the native tongues has officially been reinstated. Stakes is high. We talking about stakes is high. Y'all know them stakes is high. When we dealing with them. Stakes is high. Man, hey, yo, stakes is
what
high.
About that love?
Yo, it's about love of cars, love of funds, loving to love.
love mad sex, loving to love guns. Love for opposite, love for fame and wealth. Love for the fact of no longer loving yourself, kid. Uh-huh. We living in them days of the man-made ways where every aspect is vivid. Word. These brothers no longer talk shit. Hey, yo, these niggas living. About to give it to you 24-7 on the microphone. Plug one, translating the zone. One, no offense to a player, but yo, I don't play. And if you take offense, fuck it, got to be that way. JD Dub, show your love, what you got to say?
I say G's will make you make it out of high regard. And niggas dying for it nowadays ain't hard. Investing in fantasies and not God. Welcome to reality, see times is hard. People try to snatch the credit but can't claim the card. Showing out in videos saying they co-star. See shit like that'll make your mama cry. Better watch the way you spend it cause the stakes is high. You know them stakes is high when you're dealing with the... Stakes is high. I think that smiling in public is against the law. Cause love don't get you through life no more. It's who you know and how you, son. And how you getting in and who the man holding you up. And how was the skin and how high. Yo, what up, how? I heard you caught a body. Seemed like every man and woman shared a life with John Gotti.
But they ain't organized.
Mixing crimes with life enzymes. Taking the big scout route and niggas no doubt. Better than they know they daughters and they sons.
Yo, people go through pain and still don't gain positive contact. Like my main man who got others cleaning up his physical influence. Uh-huh. His mind got congested. He got the non-influent. Neighborhoods are now hoods. Cause nobody's neighbors just...